Hello and welcome to the Little Crocker Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Amelia.
I'm Oscar.
And we will be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school. A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode. A roundup of the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course, we'll be celebrating some of the amazing achievements in Student Spotlight. We can't believe we've reached the end of another half term, but here we are. Only one more left for this school year, but there is so much more to look forward to. So, let's get into the episode. Let's begin always with our breaking news section. We held our first Curiosity Choice Board expedition earlier this half term. Everyone who completed projects really enjoyed sharing their work with the other classes. While these projects are optional, we would encourage everyone to have a go next time, as it is a fantastic way to explore interest and celebrate learning beyond the classroom. We will hold our next Curiosity Choice Board expedition on Thursday, the 4th of June, so there's still some time to get something ready for when we come back after half term.
Thank you to all the parents who took the time to complete our feedback questionnaire. Your views are extremely valuable and help celebrate what is working well and see where we can continue to improve. You can find the information shared on our school website.
Our Year 5 pupils enjoyed an exciting Viking workshop where a visiting Viking named Olaf joined them for the day. They took part in a range of experiences that brought their historic topic to life. Activities including learning about the Viking sagas, exploring, trading and even taking part in a battle reenactment.
Our Year 4 football team recently played a friendly match against Chandler's and produced an outstanding performance, winning 11-0. The team played brilliantly throughout, showing excellent teamwork and determination from start to finish. A huge thank you also goes to Oliver K and Oliver M in Year 6 who refereed the match.
Some of our Year 3 and Year 4 children recently took part in a tennis tournament at Holcombe Brook Tennis Club. They enjoyed the experience and developed their skills in a competitive setting. Throughout the events, they demonstrated their excellent sportsmanship, supporting one another and giving their best.
Our Year 6 boys football team recently played a challenging match against Holcombe Brook. Despite the match ending in a 3-0 result, the team showed outstanding determination, resilience and teamwork throughout. They kept a positive attitude and never gave up.
Also, all the Year 6s have been working incredibly hard for their SATS assessments and these happened last week. They showed great resilience and whatever happens, their kindness, creativity and talents, personalities and the way they support one another are just as important as any test result. We are extremely proud of each and every one of them. They also enjoyed their after SATS treat day on Friday too.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now onto our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome some of our Year 6 children to talk about the SATS they just completed. It was a big week, but they did so well. What are your names, guys?
Jack.
Gabriel.
Oliver.
Esme.
Ruby.
How did you feel walking into your first SATS test and how did that change by the end of the week?
At the start of the week I felt scared, but by the end I felt relaxed and it wasn't that hard.
What helped you stay calm or focused during the test?
My teachers were supportive and fidget toys helped me.
Which test did you feel most confident about and why?
Probably the reading test, because I'm very confident in reading.
Mine is the arithmetic, because my hand's really fast at writing.
Was there a moment during the week that made you proud of yourself?
At the end of the week, when we got to celebrate.
What advice would you give to the next year six children about SATS week?
Maybe just relax and don't think too much about it.
What did you learn about yourself, not just your learning, during the week?
I just learned, so at home I just like wrote all over the page, but then I just remembered to just write in the box at in reason.
How did your teachers, friends or family support you through your SATS?
When I got home, my family always helped me revise a bit, and my teachers always were helping and supporting me.
For me it was more just knowing the stuff and having friends behind you to help.
Now the SATs are over, what are you most looking forward to next?
Probably Robin Woods, and I'll just love spending the last weeks in Lowcroft.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and answering our questions. It was great to hear about this important milestone, and thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Each week our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of Team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or by email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Well done to Joshua in year 5. His football team, Westbury Falcons, won the cup. Joshua scored an amazing goal and they won 7-2.
Congrats to Bethany in year 1, who managed to wear the harness and climb up at climbing. She really overcame her fears. We are proud of her courage. Keep it up. Nam and Albie in year 3 won their cup final playing for TFG Giants, a newly formed team which started in January, and they are yet to lose a match. A great start.
Oliver M in year 6 is the goalkeeper of our local team, and recently he got 2 assists from being in goal. He was super proud of this, and we are too. Jack L in year 6 plays for a football team, the Westby Lions. They won their cup final. They played recently, and Jack as the goalkeeper kept a clean sheet, not letting any goals. Great work, Jack.
Well done to Buddy in year 4, who took part in his first swimming gala recently and won 4 silver medals. Amazing. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've all enjoyed it as much as we have.
A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners. Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode, the teaser was this: you can see me in water, but I never get wet. What am I? That answer was, of course, your reflection. Well done if you got it.
Here is the teaser for this episode. I'm always running, but I never walk. I have a mouth, but I never talk. What am I? I'll repeat that. I'm always running, but I never walk. I have a mouth, but I never talk. What am I? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on 19th of June. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Local Primary School Podcast. Bye for now.